AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe is dropping a bombshell on NBC's Today Show.
We had information that led us to believe that there might be a threat to national security. In this case, that the president himself might, in fact, be a threat to the United States national security.
Furthermore, he says this.
We had a number of very concerning things that we were considering at the time. One of them was the fact that the president, in our view, had gone to extreme measures to potentially impact, negatively impact, possibly turn off our investigation of Russian meddling into the election and Russian coordination with his campaign.
Andrew McCabe on the Today Show just a few moments ago. Now to who's running for president. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is elbowing his way into a crowded Democratic field.
It is absolutely imperative that Donald Trump be defeated.
Bernie Sanders calls himself a Democratic socialist. He favors free college tuition and single-payer health care. He made his announcement in an interview aired on CBS this morning. 16 states are going to court to fight President Trump's national emergency declaration as he tries to build that border wall that he wants. California and New York are among those states.
The state suing the president say by diverting military funding for building a wall, their economies and their military needs will suffer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, a Mexican man taken to a hospital in Texas by Border Patrol has died. The 45-year-old man had been stopped for crossing the border illegally. The hospital had examined him and said he had congestive heart failure and cirrhosis of the liver. His death, meanwhile, is under investigation by authorities. This is AP Radio News. Lawyers for Jussie Smollett are answering the question, will he do a follow-up interview with Chicago police? AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
A spokeswoman for Jussie Smollett's attorneys says the Empire Star has no plans to sit down with Chicago police detectives at this time, but his lawyers will keep an active dialogue with authorities. Smollett says he was attacked by a pair of men last month who yelled homophobic and racial slurs. Over the weekend, police said that the investigation had shifted after detectives questioned two brothers about the reported assault and released them without charges. Smollett's lawyers say the actor feels victimized by reports that he played a role in the incident. I'm Matt Small.
A federal judge is expected to rule today on Chicago's request to toss a lawsuit aimed at stopping President Obama's museum and library from being built in a public park. A group called Protect Our Parks wants to stop the Obama Presidential Center from being built in the park. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.